he washes his hands. In Naito Yodif, you come home Friday night, and before you make Kiddush, you wash your hands. So he holds, Rav holds, that Anoto Yodav lo yikadish. You should not go make Kiddush now. Because if you're going to make Kiddush, that's going to be a sukka between the Natila Shadayim and the eating of the bread, the Hamoitzi. And you'll have to wash your hands over again. And the Chur, if you first you wash your hands, and you made a bracha on Natila Shadayim, you're going to make a bracha l'batolof. So therefore, you yourself should not go ahead and make Kiddush now. Rather, let somebody else make Kiddush. So even though you'll be Yitzhak Kiddush from him, Al Shemeya Koinev, you hear his Kiddush, but just hearing it, you didn't speak out, it's not called you made a Hefzik. So therefore, the bracha you made on Natil Shadayim is good, and then you'll make a Maitzi right after Kiddush. But you yourself, we hold, can't make Kiddush. So Rashbam, not the Yod Lo Yikaddish, El Acha Yikaddish, let somebody else make the Kiddush. Vu Yitzhi Dechavosei Bishmiya, he'll just hear Kiddush. Ushtiya. The Yenkan Esachadas, he wanted, there's no Esachadas then. Meyach Meshu Atzmoy Einu Mavorach. Avlu Atzmo Lo Yikadish, Im Not To Yodim, Kutei Shu Yochim, Al Smach Nathilu Lefri HaKiddish. The Kiddish Masik, Peratilu Achilam. Because if you wash your hands first, and then you go to make Kiddish, he holds making Kiddish is called the Hefzik. And it's not right. If you made a brokere on Tilo Shadayim, you'd be Masik in between, you're going to have to wash over again. So therefore the answer is, you yourself should not make Kiddish, let somebody else make Kiddish. That was Rav's Kiddish. So the Gemara, Omalu Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmo Bar Masam, Akati Loi Nach Nafshi the Rav. Rav himself was not nifted, didn't die yet. Shechach Ninu, Lishmaititei. We forgot what Rav himself taught us. What does he mean to say? That Zimnin once happened, Sagi and Heve Kim Nakaim with the Rav. It once happened, or a few times it happened, that I was standing in front of Rav. Zimnin sometimes, when Rav made Kiddush Friday night, it depends. Zimnin sometimes, the Chaviv Ole Riftam, sometimes he liked bread very much, is Mekadosh HaRifta. The din is, if you like bread very much, you have a right to make Kiddush on the Lechem. Zimnin sometimes, the Chaviv Ole Chamra, Mekadosh HaChamra. Sometimes what he did was, he made Kiddush on Yain, not on the bread. But our core point of the kasher is, how can he make Kiddush on Lechem, on bread? L'chura, right after Kiddush, you have to eat the bread. So you have to wash your hands beforehand. Come to say, you have to wash your hands first, and then you go make Kiddush, and then you'll eat the bread. Now, according to you, you're telling me Rav says that's a hefsik. You're telling me Rav says that if you wash your hands first and then make Kiddush, it's all the hefsik. You can't do that. And here Rav himself did like that. Rav himself sometimes washed his hands first, then he made Kiddush on the lechem, and then he ate it. So here you see clearly it's not called a hefsik. And that's the locha. Haman, it's not called a hefsik. So Drashi, Rashbam, the Chaviv ule riftam. Shoyer Rav, sometimes he's very hungry, and he liked bread better now. Is Mekadosh HaRifti, he went ahead and made Kiddush on bread. Alma, what do we see? Loiboy Natil Achrit, he doesn't have to wash his hands a second time. Elami Korah Moshe Yodei, he washed his hands before he made Kiddush. V'yochon Hama, and then he ate the bread. The Kiddush, he ate the bread of Kiddush. Alma Kiddush Liachon Natilo Loi Choshev Hesachadas. That's not considered a Hesachadas. V'chein Hilchasa, that's Talocha Zot Rashbam. T'mi Shenoto Yodov Kodem Kiddush. Whoever went to wash his hands before he made Kiddush, and then even if he made Kiddush Alayayin, still the din is, Ein tzorech lachs of litlon. You don't have to wash your hands a second time. Acha kiddush. V'yafligu rabbona be'mekadosh harifta mekadosh hachamra. It's not only if you want to make kiddush on bread do we say you can wash your hands before. Even if you want to make kiddush on wine, but you're allowed to wash your hands beforehand and then eat the bread afterwards. Midlai kumahad le Rav Yitzchak. So to me, lechatchila, what should you do? Moizgin, avada, first have the yayin. That's for avada like we do. Metchila, we make kiddush first. And then we wash our hands. Kibay silum sechta brachis. So Kopam, this is the famous Gemara here, that if you want to, you could make Kiddush on bread. So even though the Gemara is mashmir from Rav, that says that Rav, when he liked bread better, he'd make Kiddush on bread. I think Lalocha, though, we don't make Kiddush on bread. It's only if you don't have yayin. But Kozman, you have yain, we hold the zechshivis in making kiddush dafka la yain. Like we dashed the Gemara before, zechreya wa la yain, there's an Indian to make kiddush dafka on yain. It's only if you don't have yain, you're allowed to make kiddush at least Friday night on bread. Shabbos by daytime not. But Shabbos by night, you're allowed to make kiddush on bread. And we also hold that it's not called a hefsik. If you wash your hands first, you could make kiddush and then eat the bread. Right? Omer Rav Pune, Omer Rav. Toam einem mekadosh. Let's say somebody by mistake ate something Friday night before he made Kiddush. If you ate something, you can't make Kiddush anymore Friday night. By the law, you have to wait till tomorrow morning to make Kiddush. It's an inyan to make Kiddush when you're still hungry, not when you ate something. So Rashbam toyim. If Ochal, somebody ate something, lo yikadosh kol alayla. He's not allowed to make kiddush anymore Friday night. El lemocha koydim suda. But tomorrow, Shabbos by day, he'll make kiddush. That's the way Rav Chana bar Chinan holds. Rav Huna Merav says here. Tonim yikadosh. Rabboi minei Rav Chana bar Chinan. Merav Huna. Toya marashi yavdol. What about my Avdolah? You came on my Soy Shabbos, by mistake you ate something before you made Avdolah. Are you allowed to make Avdolah, or do you have to wait till tomorrow? Omalei, he said over, Ani Yomer, I myself hold Toya Mavdol. Even though you ate, you shouldn't have done it, but now that you did it, you are allowed to make Avdolah right away. For Ravasi Yomer, Ravasi holds though, Toya made a Mavdol. Avdolah is the same thing. If by mistake, even by mistake, you went to eat something before you made Avdolah, you're not allowed to make Avdolah that night. You have to wait till tomorrow morning. Christ says, you have to make Avdolah and Kiddush when you're still hungry before you ate something. We'll soon see the halacha, we don't hold like this. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Ikloy levei Ravasi. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba went to visit Ravasi. Ishtoli v'toy midi. He forgot himself, and he ate something before he made Avdolah. Is hovulei kosa, then later they gave him the kais, v'yavdol, and he made Avdolah. So even though he ate something first, still he made Avdolah. So Omrulei levei suha, so Ravasi's wife asked him, V'yomar lo yavdol hochi. Like his wife asked Ravasi, you yourself don't hold like this. So how come you're letting him do like this? How come letting Rabbi Yirmiyah go make Avdolah? As you yourself hold, you're not allowed to make Avdolah now. Omalais Ravasi answered back to his wife and told her, Shavke, leave him alone. Kirabe Svirulei. In other words, it's making up a new Kiddush now. There is a Shita like that. He's doing like his Rebbe taught him. His Rebbe taught him that even though you ate something before Avdolah, still the din is you're allowed to make Avdolah. And Omar Rabbi Yosef, Omar Shmuel, Toam Einam Akadish. He holds, if you ate something by mistake Friday night before Kiddush, you should know you're not allowed to make Kiddush anymore Friday night. You have to wait till tomorrow morning. Toya Meinam Avdol.
There's the same halacha applies to Avdolah. That if you ate before you made Avdolah, before Avdolah, you're not allowed to make Avdolah Mitzvah Shabbos. You rather have to wait until the next day to make Avdolah. It's not covered to make a bracha, to make Avdolah if you just ate. You have to wait till the next day until you're still hungry. Then it's called covered HaBracha to make Avdolah then.
Rabbi says, Om Rav Nachman, Om Shmuel, Toya Mikadish, this is the halacha. No, that even though somebody made a mistake and he ate something Friday night before he made Kiddush, the din is you could make Kiddush. And V'toya Mavdol, the same thing about Avdolah. Even though you did eat something before Avdolah, so what? Without the mitzvah to make Avdolah right away or to make Kiddush right away, the fact you ate something, that doesn't scare you. You don't have to make it on an empty where you didn't eat yet. Even though you ate, still you're allowed to do it. And that's the halacha. And Omar Rava, Hilchasa Toya Mikadish, V'toya Mavdol. That's the halacha.